Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it's no secret here. We hate bad owners in sports, and there's no sport in the United States that has more terrible owners than Major League Baseball. But relief might be on the way. This today from Mike Axia of CBS Sports. MLB is in advanced talks for a potential $1.7 billion deal that would reportedly keep the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa Bay. An ownership group based out of Jacksonville, Florida, is being linked to or has signed a letter of intent to purchase the Rays, although that doesn't mean the sale is final. But remember, there was the whole ballpark stuff and trying to leverage the community, and the community was working with the Tampa Bay Rays to do what they wanted, and then they wanted more.
Well, it's classic greed.
And it's John J. Fisher of the East Coast.
No, 100%. I mean, like, really think about this. In the MLB right now, you have two... Well, one storied franchise, another one that's been fairly decent as of late, playing in, I kid you not, AAA ballparks.
The literal home of the Yankees spring training.
Yes. The
George Steinbrenner Park.
Yes, that's where the Rays play. And here's the thing, they're going to be there for a while. That stadium...
Yeah, because of the damage to the other stadium from the hurricane.
And remember, they didn't want to fix it because they just wanted to build the new one.
Which
and
then they're going to do.
More.
Yeah.
Right, but he wants more. He wants the taxpayers to pay for more of it. He wants to pay for less of it, but keep more of the revenue.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that the Marlins did in Miami when they got their stadium built. It was, how much are you, the taxpayer, willing to pay so that I can pay as little as possible, yet I get to keep most of that money? It's the same idea here with this owner. He's going to do as much as he can to get as much back as possible. So I couldn't be more, like, yes, I want a team in Portland. I want an MLB team here in Portland. Mm-hmm. Nothing would make me happier than finishing this shift today.
Are you kidding me? Getting off
in the car and going right to the ballpark.
I'd leave my car here and just take... whatever public transportation down. If my Cardinals come to town,
nothing would be better. But that being said, the state of Florida and St. Petersburg specifically, they are trying to work with this.
They have a $1.3 million deal done, or billion-dollar deal done, for a stadium. Like,
right.
The mayor, the city council, like, everybody's on board. They want this to happen.
They deserve to have them. So I'm glad that he's getting out, it looks like, and they're going to get an ownership group that is going to take care of
them. Here's the crazy thing. So Stu Sternberg, his name is not as synonymous as John J. Fisher because he hasn't been an asshat for 25 years. It's only been his asshattery only goes out 4 or 5 years.
And he doesn't have a movie about him.
No. And the other thing about it is,
or a book.
Yeah, the thing about the Rays are, like, they cycle up.
Yeah.
Like, do we not remember Joe Madden? Do we not remember? Like,
they run with Longoria.
They were good. Like, there were multiple teams that were really good. The same could be said about the Marlins. They win titles. Remember Dontrell Willis, guys? They win titles, and then they sell it all off. Then they come back 15 years later, win a title, sell it all off. Like, Miggy Cabrera, like, yeah. I mean, and the thing is, Major League Baseball wants baseball in Florida, because who doesn't want to go to baseball in Florida?
Right. And it's a state that you have to dominate. It's so big. There's so many different fans that are down there. It's obviously highly populated.
Loosely fans.
Well, again, they get a little bit of the California treatment, especially LA, where it's like, hey, when you're winning, they all care. But when you're not, they don't. But at the same time, you need to dominate that. You need to dominate California. You need to dominate New York. You need to dominate Texas. And you need to dominate Florida. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the states you need to take care of. And then Boston, if you have a team there, they're just going to love it anyways. But if you can dominate those four areas, you are going to be successful. And right now, the Rays, you need a new ownership group in there so that way you can kind of bring them back to where they need to be. You can't have two teams in AAA ballparks.
No. And here's the crazy thing. Stu Sternberg bought the Rays in 2004 for $200 million.
Nice investment. Good for him.
And again, we aren't talking about a guy bought a team like Paul Allen bought the Blazers for, was it 70 million, 75 million?
That's
In 88.
What a steal.
And it will sell for at least four, maybe four and a half. That's a hell of an investment. But again, this is a guy who bought a team almost 20 years later in baseball. While the valuations are certainly smaller, buying it for 200 and selling it for 1.7, whoa nilly.
Yeah, I'm not great at math, but something tells me that you did pretty good on that come up.
Your ROI, pretty good there.
Yeah, shoot, I need to get into investing like that. I'm over here buying stocks like an idiot.
But this is a good deal for if you're a Rays fan, if you're a baseball fan, you're getting rid of another really crappy owner.
Yeah, and that's what these...
One down, five to go.
Right, and that's what these sports... And I understand that the commissioners work for the owners, and... Owners don't necessarily want to run owners out
unless they have to
because
see Sterling Donald.
Right. Well, slippery slope. If you run the door for one guy out,
you can get run out.
Are you gonna do it for you? Right. But there comes a point in time where you are not doing what's best for the league. We are a community. We are a society where we have to work together. And especially with these ownership groups, you need to work together so that you're not being bad-mouthed. And baseball, I feel like, over the last 4 or 5 years, and maybe I'm just drinking too much of the Colin Cowherd Kool-Aid, but I do think baseball is on the rise in popularity. I think people like the game. Yeah. The changes that have been made
have all been home runs.
100%.
Not to make the joke, but like they've riveting success.
You're getting the average fan in, and you have a lot of stars in big key markets that people want to pay attention to, and Florida can be one of those markets where when they are doing well, see the NHL, people seem to care and tune in a little bit more, right? And so can you get a new owner in there that's going to...
Not just be god-awful. Isn't that high. Just not be god-awful.
Just try.
Yeah.
Just try. Don't run it like you're trying to...
Or the Pirates or the Reds or, hell, the Mariners.
Right. Don't run it also like you're trying to squeeze every last little bit of monetary value out of it. Understand that you are going to make money, but
it's
also
almost
don't
impossible
be afraid
to not make money.
Yes. Yes. 100%. You don't need to make every single dollar. Greed isn't always good. I've seen the trailer to Wall Street.
There you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.